Shalom and welcome to Chirbet Hillel. In front of you are the remains of a Jewish settlement from the Second Temple period. The heap of fallen stones and burn marks found on the ruins show that the settlement was destroyed during the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Romans, about 60 years after the destruction of the Second Temple. In the Byzantine period, a farm where wine was produced was built over the ruins of the Jewish settlement. The wine press you see here stood at the center of the farm. The treading floor is paved with white mosaic, and in the center is a round stone. The rooms around the wine press were used as storerooms and living quarters. People treaded the grapes barefoot so as not to break the seeds. The grape juice, called tirosh in Hebrew, flowed through a channel of the collecting vat next to the wine press. The size of the vat shows the large quantity of wine produced in this wine press. The round stone in the center of the wine press pressed the remains of the grapes to produce more juice. Around the treading floor, you can see the indentations where the grapes were placed before treading. And if you get closer to them, you'll see holes at the bottom of each one through which the juice flowed to the treading floor. Behind the collecting vat is a large ritual bath from the Second Temple times, accessible by a broad staircase. In the center of the steps, you can see the remains of a partition. The partition allowed people to descend to the ritual bath on one side before immersing and ascend from the other side in a state of purity. You are now in the territory of the tribe of Judah. Judah's father, the patriarch Jacob, gave him a particularly unique blessing associated with his specialty of cultivating vineyards. He washes his garment in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine. His teeth are white as milk. Jacob wished Judah an abundance of wine in his territory, so much that he could use it as freely as water. In light of this beautifully poetic blessing, some suggest naming the site Horbat Hachlili, which means red like wine. The mountains of Judah were blessed with vineyards in the past, and still are today. Many ancient wine presses were found in the area, now dominated by sophisticated and modern wineries in Gush Etzion. The visit there is highly recommended. The tribe of Judah was scattered all over the world for many years, but the Jews, named after Judah, returned to these same mountains and settled them. Some 1,800 years after the destruction of the ancient Jewish settlement, the Jewish community of Bat Ayin was founded here, and thus Jeremiah's prophecy was fulfilled. They shall return from the enemy's land, and there is hope for your future, declares the Lord. Your children shall return to their own land. The hill where Bat Ayin is located overlooks a beautiful view of the Judean lowlands and the coastal plain, and on days with good visibility, you can even see the Mediterranean Sea from there. The Hebrew word Ayin means a spring of water, named after the springs that surround the community. You are invited to visit the springs and refresh yourselves. Bat Ayin is a rural religious community with hundreds of families. The community is diverse, and many residents deal with art, agriculture, education, and of course, winemaking. Gush Etzion is a large and flourishing settlement project which links the past, the present, and the future. We invite you to visit and enjoy the many nature and heritage sites in the area. To orient yourselves, scan the QR code on the audio station to download the booklet of Gush Etzion's Maps and Attractions. Thank you for listening. We wish you a pleasant visit as you experience Israel of today, imbued with the inspiration of the past.